You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 52, Water is Magical. We now continue our discussion on water. In today's show, I want to speak to you in more detail about the mystical attributes of water. In episode 49, we began to talk about some of these attributes. We'll go more deeply into water's ability to hold vibration and transfer it today. I want to show you something that Spirit showed me about who we are in the sense of our physical makeup. Remember that we are made up of more than 70% of water, so that makes us mostly water. This is why I said in episode 49 that if we can learn more about the attributes of this substance, then we can learn more about ourselves. In this episode, we will refer to the findings that are published in The Secret Life of Water by Dr. Masaru Emoto. I will add this link to my website, and I highly recommend that you do some further reading on your own. It's really amazing research. Let's begin our discussion by reiterating the fact that water has memory and holds frequencies. It stores and it amplifies them, just like crystals. This is why some refer to water as a liquid crystal, because it bears many of the same qualities as crystals. Let's go a little further into this. To get a better idea of the power of water, let's look at the quartz crystal and its properties. There are many properties of quartz that are desirable in healing and in technology. Crystals are used in many different electronics and watches because of this. This is not woo-woo stuff. These properties of crystals are very real, and that's why they're used in many electronics. All quartz crystals have six primary properties. They are able to structure, store, amplify, focus, transmit, and transform energy, which includes matter, thought, emotion, and information. Metaphysical quartz formations possess additional properties based on their geometry. Now let's stop there. We'll begin to discuss the water crystal theory presented to us by Dr. Emoto. We're not going too deep into this right now because we're only going to use some of his findings today to make a comparison between water and crystals. We just spoke about metaphysical quartz formations possessing additional properties based on their geometry. Keep that in mind. Dr. Emoto and his research has shown us that water is affected by thought, emotion, sound, and information in the form of written words, spoken words, pictures, videos, and music. He used these because they are all measurable and reproducible. In his research, Dr. Emoto would expose a beaker of water to one of these forms of communication, written words, pictures, music, and so on. After a period of exposure, he would take a droplet of water and freeze it in a petri dish. These experiments were done at minus 25 degrees centigrade for a 2.5 period of time. Then the water crystals would be viewed at 5 degrees below zero at a magnification of 200 times. These water crystals appeared for only a few precious moments and then quickly disappeared. But in those few moments, a beautiful hexagonal pattern would appear. But the most captivating aspect of these water crystal experiments was that the water only created breathtaking patterns when it was exposed to positive words and uplifting music. Low vibrational words and music transformed the water into something else. Dr. Emoto has become renowned for his research into the effects of vibration on water. He proved that emotion and thought relayed through spoken words, written words, pictures, and music all have a clear effect on water. Depending on the energy transmitted through one of these forms of communication, water would create different patterns of crystal structures. The most beautiful crystals were formed when exposed to the vibrations of love, appreciation, and gratitude, just to name a few. Music and pictures that made your heart happy and light also created beautiful crystals. Low vibrational words, music, and art would not form a crystal at all. The frozen water looked like a polluted lake filled with sludge of some sort. This water was clearly incoherent and unable to form any crystal at all. These photographs of the frozen water crystals are very famous and have changed the way we view water. Dr. Emoto did other research as well that had miraculous outcomes, but we'll discuss those experiments at a later time. I wanted to touch on the water crystal theory today because it fits nicely into our comparison of water being a liquid crystal. Now, how does all this affect you? We have been told by spirit to avoid negative thinking and negative outside influences. Low vibrations affect our health and our eventual manifestations. Well, these water crystals are a beautiful way to see firsthand how you may be affected by negative thoughts and negative visuals. If water outside of your body is being transformed by these vibrations to create either harmonic formations or sludge, then wouldn't it be safe to say that the water within your body is also being affected the same way? If water holds vibration and then transfers that vibration to your cells, then that energy should be of the highest form, because we want to create highly ordered, coherent cells. This is what you need in order to be healthy. It is what you can see in the research of Dr. Emoto using frozen water. You can literally see what the crystals will look like depending on the vibration that they are exposed to. Remember, your body is made up of water primarily, and it forms every cell, all of your tissues, including your blood and all of your organs. You are a water being. If water translates vibrations and creates shapes and patterns out of them, then this same thing is being done within your body, in your cells, in your blood. They're just not being frozen. But the same patterns still exist. The interesting thing is that these same patterns can be seen when salt or sand is placed on a resonating surface that allows vibrations of different frequencies to pass through them. Salt is also a large portion of the water that makes up your cells. These vital mineral salts help the water in your cells to conduct electricity. They are also affected by vibration and form their own patterns within the water. There's a lot going on within your body on a vibrational level. In today's show, we're mainly focusing on the ability of water to form crystals due to the exposure to certain vibrations, and then relating that knowledge to how sickness or health can be formed within your cells. It is necessary to make this connection because spirit has told us that our thoughts have the ability to cause sickness or health within our bodies. Now, by using the precious research of Dr. Emoto, we're being given physical evidence to this fact. We're made up of more than 70% water, and water is what keeps us alive. It allows the heart to continue to beat and passes the energy from the heart through the entire body. Our thoughts affect the rhythm of our hearts, so that means thought changes the vibration of your heart. Thoughts are frequencies that create vibrations. Each thought is transferred to every cell via the water that passes through your body. Shortages of water will cause health problems and even death. We spoke about this in episode 50. Water has been proven to hold many of the same attributes as quartz crystals through the research of Dr. Emoto. In our next episode, we're going to look at the possibility of how our bodies can actually be living crystals. We'll look at how crystals are used to create energy and electronics and compare that to how we create energy within our own bodies. This information can help us to regenerate and restore ourselves on every level. Once again, when we begin to look at the microcosm, it helps us to understand the macrocosm. We're just beginning to scratch the surface of uncovering our greatness. Thank you again for listening. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.